Scholastic Audio presents The 11th Plague by Jeff Hirsch, read by Dan Bittner. Part 1. Chapter 1. I was sitting at the edge of the clearing, trying not to stare at the body on the ground in front of me. Dad had said we'd be done before dark, but it had been hours since the sun went down, and he was still only waist deep in the hole, throwing shovelfuls of dirt over his shoulder. Even though it was covered in the burlap shroud, I could see how wasted Grandpa's body was. He'd always been thin, but the infection had taken another 10 pounds off him before he went. His hand fell out from a tear in the burlap. Shadowed from the moonlight, it was a desert plain, the tracks of the veins like dry riverbeds winding up the crags of his knuckles. A gold Marine Corps ring sat on one finger, but it barely fit anymore. Dad's shovel chewed through rocks and clay with an awful scrape. Finally, I couldn't stand it anymore and escaped into the thicket of trees that surrounded us, stumbling through the darkness until I came to the edge of the hill we were camped on. Far below were the slouching ruins of an old mall. Rows of cars, rusting in the moist air, sat in the parking lot, still waiting for the doors to open. Beyond the mall, the arches of a McDonald's sign hovered like a ghost. I remembered seeing it for the first time 10 years ago. I was 5, and then the sign had towered in its red and gold plastic. It seemed gigantic and beautiful. 1 trillion served. Now, fingers of vines crept up its base, slowly consuming more and more of the rusty metal. I wondered how long it would be until they made it to the top and the whole thing finally collapsed.